Mackey Motors pregame show continues here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined here tonight by Kemper head football coach Ryan Steinkamp as the Knights get ready to host Atlantic. Coach, good to catch up with you for a second straight week.
Absolutely, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet, Coach. You and I were chatting last week as we were down in Loma that you guys had Atlantic here. I remember calling the game last year, a little bit of a surprising performance by Atlantic, and then they go on and have an outstanding season last year. They've been able to kind of trip you guys up the last couple of years.
No, last year I think they surprised us a little bit, so we're definitely be on our game a little bit more this year, and I'll be ready to go.
What have you guys looked at on film that maybe makes you feel like you can kind of get over the hump this year against this team and maybe have a different outcome?
Oh, you know, we just got to get out the field and make plays. You know, a lot of times last year, you know, kind of the same thing where we didn't get out the field on third down, or, you know, Atlantic's really good at setting you up for some screens or draws or things like that too. You know, they're well coached and they know when the strike and stuff. So it's just getting our kids to think the game and be ready.
Coach, the growth I think that I'm expecting to see from you guys from last week to this week, we were talking before the pregame here tonight that both of us, I think, felt like your defense, especially the defensive front seven or so, played really well last week. I can't imagine the growth that we're going to see even defensively and offensively with some of those young guys now having a game under their belt. So probably going to see a different team here tonight.
You know, I hope so. You know, just play for a little more mature. You know, we got to stop the penalties a little bit, and, you know, make plays in the ball. And a lot of times we were in the right spot at the right time against Loma, but we didn't quite knock the ball down or make a tackle when we needed to. So, you know, defensively we just got to be ready to step up, handle Atlantic speed. They have some speedsters. And offensively, it's just kind of sustaining things a little bit and cleaning up special teams too.
What did you guys focus on this week in preparation for Atlantic?
You know, they definitely have some playmakers on the outside. You know, they threw some, their quarterback throws a good ball. They have some speed. You know, they always have a great track program over there. So we want to make sure that we know the guys are locating, we're communicating on defense. And a lot of it is, you know, they're going to spread you out some. They also have some information. So it's just big communication and make sure we're getting guys to the football.
You mentioned the McLaren kid, Garrett, four catches last week for 87 yards as they were shut out by Glenwood 38-0. He was a big part of their offense. Do you think they're going to try to feature him again this week?
I would think so. I don't know for sure. They have other weapons out there too. But, I mean, he's definitely a playmaker where, you know, against Glenwood, the catches he made, if the Glenwood kid's not there to tackle him after he makes the catch, they're probably touchdowns. So we got to make sure we're in position to not let him get going, because he definitely has some great speed and good athlete.
Going to be able to match up with him in the secondary, or are you going to have some help there?
We have a few different coverages and things like that planned, but, you know, we're still focused on, you know, we definitely got to stop the run first. You know, last year I think we got more pass and the run happened. So we just got to be sound defensively all over the place.
Last week, Atlantic, 26 carries, 35 yards rushing. Was there anything you could take away from the film with Glenwood, with as well as your defensive front seven played, to kind of help you guys kind of maybe slow down that running game and shut it down like it was last week?
We picked up a few things. I think that, you know, our guys are capable of doing too. You know, a lot of it is, you know, not getting too far upfield, because they run the screens, run the draws and stuff like that. So a lot of it is just them playing physical and getting their hands on the linemen.
Coach, let's flip over to when you guys have the football. I really liked the way Taven Ami ran last week. We chatted about that in the postgame show last week on the Mackey Motors postgame show. Is he set to maybe have a big game again this week, or do you feel like you've got some other guys offensively that might be able to kind of step in there and take some of the pressure off?
Well, I mean, Tay runs hard. He's a good ball carrier. You know, we like getting the ball in his hands. He makes things happen. So, you know, he's definitely going to get his fair share of carries too. But we also got to make sure we're not being one-sided and spread it out a little bit, you know, getting some other guys involved as well. But, you know, we definitely are trying to distribute the ball and, you know, not be predictable on the offensive side.
What kind of growth did you see out of Cooper Potterbaum, and do you see the confidence growing in him after last week's performance?
Yeah, I think he knows that, you know, just going through like his positive and negative, that, you know, he's really good at managing the game. He understands situations and stuff too, and, you know, he's grown a good amount this week already.
Coach, Chris Moore mentioned with the way the defensive line played last week in the front seven, that allowed him to kind of flow defensively. Had a big year for you last year, 10 tackles again last week. Is he going to be a guy that's going to be key?
Yeah, you know, Chris always has kind of nose for the ball too, so you know, he's kind of a cleanup guy where he reads the plays and goes in there. So he's also one of our smarter kids out there. He kind of always makes sure guys understand the right spot, so he'll definitely be looking to him for that.
What'd you see from your special teams last week, and how do you expect to see them grow this week? And then what's the matchup look like? How do you feel like you compare special teams with Atlantic?
Atlantic's got a really good kicker. I can't remember the name of his head, but he attempted a 55-yarder against Glenwood. It fell short, but just the fact that he attempted it means they have confidence in that. And when they kicked off, he put it deep. So we have a strong kicking game, so we know that, you know, that makes – us get ready to go defensively to try and win the field position. And then, you know, we're going to clean up things on punt. We made some changes this week that we're looking to put our kids in better situations as well.
Coach, what are you hoping to see? What's the main goals that you want to see from your club tonight?
You know, just improvement. You know, I'd like to see us play a little more confident, a little more aggressive. I know we've got maybe first week jitters. We've got a lot of guys that have varsity experience. Playing spots. So I just want them to go out there and play fast, play free, and have fun. You know, we've been a little timid at times last Friday night. So I want some of the guys to go out there and enjoy it, because the Friday night lights are special, and they're a good time.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show and also the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show following the game.